The Joe and Alex Show, Freak Show Friday today, talking about Madeline, who just called in, and she's got feelings for her brother.
Her bubby, which that word is now canceled, by the way. No
brother.
One's allowed to say bubby anymore.
Brother.
If you call your son or your brother bubby, stop it.
Stop. Brother. Just stop. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Sorry, in Radio Now, 100.9 on Facebook. Liv the Web Girl, what are people saying about Madeline?
Shelby said, Freak Show Friday, more like Game of Thrones. And then Casey said, she said cabin, where do they live? # cue the banjos. And then Tristan said, the word bubby is now discontinued. Exactly.
I don't think anybody should have ever said bubby in the past, but let's agree going forward. You know there's something sexual going on with your family member if you say bubby. Kelsey on the Joe and Alex Show, what's up? What do you want to say?
Well, I have to say that that is really weird. And, my apartment got glazed yesterday, and so we had to stay at my mom's house. And I still have a younger brother who's 15, and he is the hardest person to ever wake up in the morning. And so I ran in there and jumped on his bed, and I said, oh, my God, this bed is so lumpy. And, like, that's normal sibling stuff, but to want to, like...
I thought you were going to say you got in bed and he was naked.
I jumped in bed and said,
oh, my God, no.
Yeah, I was, like, waiting for you to be like, and I accidentally saw him.
He was pitching a tent.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought you were going to say. So, wait, is your brother hot, though?
No, I mean, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, he's adorable in a way. He has, like, a big nose, and he's a redhead. So
that's
my little
cute
ginger buddy.
Oh, I like him.
Did she say ginger bubby?
She said bubby.
No, buddy.
No, that word is discontinued.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Buddy.
Yeah, that's precious.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in, Kelsey. Let's talk to Amanda this morning. What do you think about Madeline for Freak Show Friday?
Definitely Freak Show Friday. That is crazy. You have feelings for your brother. I think she needs some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I mean, that's not cool. I mean, how could you, what if your parents found out? I mean,
yeah,
one of you would be a disgrace to
okay,
the family.
But see, that's the thing. I don't think her parents would care because her parents, they sound like grown adults, like definitely late teens or early 20s. She definitely sounds like she's in her early 20s to me. So if the parents are taking showers with their kids.
Whoa.
Remember
did
she
you,
said that
you
in the beginning
that?
Of the call.
Okay, wow.
So she sees her brother naked all the time.
I remember a kid.
That's crazy. And then when she said she gets excited when, you know, she gives him a kiss. I mean,
mm-hmm,
I give my mom a kiss on, you know, like the cheek or the forehead or something. But, you know, never like lip to lip. You know what I mean?
No, she said they're closed mouth kisses, but they are kisses.
That's where you have to draw the line. I mean, that's not right in so many ways.
Yep.
I mean, I grew up and I knew a kid that was homeschooled and like his family.
Homeschool freaks.
No, I'm not judging anybody that is. But with the homeschooling, though, his family, and I got invited, but I never went over. My parents wouldn't let me. But they would all swim naked in their pool together.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care who you are. And I can say this because I was homeschooled. Nobody that comes out of being homeschooled is normal. And I was homeschooled.
You were homeschooled.
Yes. So
God,
see what I mean?
It makes sense. The more I learn about Alex, I'm like, oh, that's my.
I wasn't homeschooled for a long period of time, only first and second grade, but I still was.
It did enough damage.
And it did enough damage.
Her teacher was Mr. Squarepants. No.
Can you just imagine them, though? They're just looking at each other.
Ew. She sits on his lap. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment.
It's embrace it. This
kiss. This imagine kiss. Being the other woman, though,
from
because her brother
sis
is dating this other chick, and she said she could be on the couch with her brother, and Madeline will get up and crawl on her brother's lap during the movie. Now, if I was the other girl and the guy
you
I'm seeing...
You never come back.
Never. I would run out the door.
You can't compete with history. They have years of history together.
Genetics and everything. Charlie on the Joe and Alex show, you got some advice for Madeline?
I do, actually. So... Now I'm going to have to change my phone contact of my brother from Bubby to Greg or something, because now I don't know what to do anymore. But the only difference is my brother is 8 years older than me, and I've always looked up to my brother. He's very successful, lives out in California.
Hot.
He did a lot for himself, and I could never think of having a crush on my brother. Don't get me wrong, he's handsome, but he looks a lot like me, too, so...
You never had any weird dreams, like, just by accident?
No, I can't,
I think that's normal. I think people dream about their family members sometimes.
Have you dreamed sexually about your brother, Joe?
About a family member, yeah, but it wasn't like pleasureful, like, oh yeah. It was just like, this is weird. Why am I seeing them in this position or this scenario?
I mean, I used to dream sexually about my cousin, but he wasn't really my cousin. He was adopted.
Girl, you tell yourself that to make yourself feel better, okay?
My brother is like my brother. He's legit my brother. I could never imagine.
Well, let's go back to the cousin.
Yeah, tell us about your cousin.
Tell us about your hot cousin.
Is your cousin older or younger?
Yeah, he's older.
How much older?
He's 21. He's about to be 22.
Ooh, he can buy you a drink. Okay.
Big muscles.
Is he muscular?
Well, I haven't seen him in like 4 years, but like I used to go down to my aunt and uncle's all the time to Spencer and hang out with all of them. And I was 12 and he was 15 at the time.
Uh-huh.
He had a girlfriend and...
You were jealous?
I was pretty jealous, yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's
You're
so
like
cute.
That, bitch.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Where is your family from in Indiana?
My family is from the South Side, basically, Indianapolis area.
Always in the South. Always in the South.
Yep. Now let me ask you this. Did you ever kiss your cousin?
I kissed him on the cheek one time.
We are getting some juicy stuff on Freak Show
Friday. But listen,
Friday.
We're not judging. Like, I hope you know that. Like, to me, this is so interesting.
Like, no, I know you're not judging, but to me, he's not really my cousin.
He's adopted.
Like, yeah.
Does it count?
There you go.
If it's a stepbrother, it's a sibling that's adopted or a cousin that's adopted, does it count? That's the question of the day.
I don't think it counts, you know? I mean, I was like I said, I was 12, but it was so weird, like... When I was 16, he actually got married to the girl.
That is some Indiana stuff right there, getting married at 16.
That must have been a tough wedding to attend, huh?
Holy cow. Well,
no, he was 18, 19 at the time. Oh, okay. When I went, it was pretty cool, and I was like, I kind of said to him, we were talking outside. I was talking to him and the family, and I kind of pulled him aside. I was like, I'm sorry for being weird. I was 12. He's like, you're 12. It's okay. He's like, I get it.
Why did you bring that up?
Did
That's
you stand
so awkward.
Up? Did you stand up when they're like, if anybody has something, say
yeah,
it now?
Yeah, did you object?
No.
He's mine.
I loved him first.
I was 12.
I wasn't going to put him in that position.
He's my cousin, you bitch.
You were going to put him in that position, but there's some other positions you wanted to put him in. Oh!
No. I was 12, Alex. I was 12. I couldn't. Your hormones were raging.
Oh,
but
God.
It's all good now, you know.
I really hope so.
I haven't seen him in about, I think it's been about 4 years now because his mom got addicted to some hard drugs.
Now we're getting into some other weird Indiana territory.
Now, Charlie, if things ever didn't work out with your cousin and his wife, would you be there ready for the rebound?
I have a boyfriend now. We're pretty set to...
Is your boyfriend now your second or third cousin?
Shut up. No, he's not. I met my boyfriend at a pizza place.
Oh, there we go.
That sounds like, romance isn't dead, you know? With Charlie's story, romance isn't dead. If your cousin is adopted, he's definitely a possibility. Now, see, I don't have any adopted cousins, so I can't look there.
This should give you hope, though. I know your love life has kind of been not that good lately, but Charlie is an inspiration to all of us. Thank you, Charlie.
A true American hero.
No problem. If you ever want to get in a relationship, I suggest you meet him at work. Because I met my boyfriend. I was a crew member at the pizza place, and he was a shift lead.
Ooh,
and,
hot.
You know,
the superior
power.
That's what I'm saying.
He plays with Yo Pepperoni.
I like how he put that pizza in the oven. I like to watch
I mess
it
with the sausage, you know what I'm saying?
Charlie, you're amazing.
Charlie, you need to call back every show.
Every day.
Thank you so much. That's why we do Freak Show Friday. There's nothing else to say.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Alexa just tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, what about the movie Clueless? Wasn't that her stepbrother she ended up with? You know what? It was. And he was hot, and I really was rooting for them to be together.
And I've seen a lot of movies before. Like, I don't watch them, but I've seen them. And I think it's quite common for stepbrothers and stepsisters to sometimes, you know, get together. So I hear. So I think we should be less judgy.
Is that what we learned? Just accept everybody for who they are.
Yeah, love who you want, even if they're your family member. That is Freak Show Friday. If you could not get through on the phone this morning, make sure you tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, Joe and Alex Show.
Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. The comments are ablaze. And if you want to share this, I know a lot of people after the show, they want to share what they heard with their friends and family.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a hot brother you want to like indirectly tell him you have a crush on him. You can share this segment online, RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show.